Commentator Julie Mueller can have all the pastry she wants now that she's made some changes in her eating habits.
I knew my Atkins diet was over the day I found myself face down in a plate of mashed potatoes. It's over, I thought, as I pondered a second helping. 6 months of butter and eggs and bacon and steak and chicken with the skin on and real cream in my coffee had come to naught. Well, not naught, exactly. I did gain 5 pounds. I apparently missed the part in the Atkins book about moderation, a word that has never had much appeal for me. In fact, when I first heard about the low-carb craze, I figured I was home at last. My addictive brain translated this diet to mean, hey, I get to have all of this over here, and just none of that over there. And so I did have all of this, so much protein that I was beginning to eye roadkill with interest. And then, one shameful day, I found myself eating carb-free Ready Whip straight out of the can. It wasn't a pretty picture. I had, as they say, hit bottom. Not long after, I surrendered to that mighty mound of mashed potatoes. This is in no way meant to cast aspersions on the low-carb craze. It clearly works for a lot of people, people who grasp the concept of portion control. And it would do no good to fight it anyway. The banishment of carbs is clearly entrenched in our national culture. A waitress in a small town in the middle of nowhere recently took my order for breakfast, asking, "Carbs or no carbs?" This in the kind of diner that normally serves up huge helpings of hash browns and biscuits with gravy. The kind of diner where they just got used to asking smoking or non-smoking and were surprised when you said non. And along those lines, here's a cautionary tale, a recent news item from Colorado. A married couple on an Atkins diet created a scene at a Chuck-A-Rama restaurant which had advertised an all-you-can-eat policy. As the couple made their 13th trip back to the buffet for more roast beef, the manager, watching his profit margin disappear, said, "Enough," a word they apparently did not recognize. The standoff ended only after the police were called. One day, I'm sure, there will be a support group for those people. I'll save them a seat.
Judy Mueller is an ABC News correspondent and professor of journalism at the University of California's Annenberg School of Communication.